Hello and welcome to January's Healthy Huddle Express. I'm Brittany Higgins, licensed mental health clinician for Center for Family Life and Recovery. Normally you'd be clicking on a video, however, this month I decided to do something a little bit different. I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, maybe even close your eyes and just listen. This month, I've decided to focus in on self-compassion. I wrote some thoughts down on at least how I define it, and I'd like to challenge you to consider if this is something that you need to incorporate into the new year. Self-compassion in 2021. Sign me up, right? Self-compassion. What is it exactly, and how do we obtain this? First, we must ask ourselves if this is even necessary. I don't need to hound on what 2020 was like. I can't define your struggles, but I do know that some existed for everyone. Maybe it was trying to cope with working from home or suddenly being thrust into the role of educator for your child. Perhaps you had to grieve the loss of a loved one somehow over a Zoom memorial. Or if you're like me, it was a combination of several challenging things that none of us have ever faced before. We may have turned over to a new calendar, but that doesn't mean that the challenges no longer exist. It's so easy to criticize ourselves for feeling like what we attempted to accomplish in 2020 just felt inadequate. Self-compassion, as I see it, means to first recognize the very need for it to exist. So I'm asking you to reflect on whether or not you have a tendency to self-criticize for these supposed shortcomings. Now I want you to consider how kind that critical voice is. Is it a voice that blames and maybe even name calls? Are there endless I should have or I should do's? Self-compassion means to honor and accept your humanness. It's recognizing when that voice is harsh and shaming and considering a different, kinder way of simply accepting the struggle that is real for everyone. This is a marathon. It's a race that we don't even know where the finish line is or what it even looks like. That's a scary idea. But what is true is that we are all experiencing this together. Your network and the connections you can make is greater than you think. If you're anything like me, accepting that 100% looks so much different right now is extremely difficult to accept. But if you're also anything like me, you're tired of just surviving this strange existence. The challenges we faced must be coupled with grace and mercy. If we are to sustain this provisional existence that has become pandemic life, we must learn that functioning differently doesn't mean we can't still thrive. So in 2021, let's work to accept the human condition of struggle, loss, and hardships. Not as something to be ashamed of or blamed for, but something to accept with an openness in our hearts and maybe even a little self-compassion. Thanks for listening. I'm Brittany Higgins with Center for Family Life and Recovery. We'll see you next month. Be well.